The Dodgers and Blue Jays wrapping up this three-game series. The Dodgers looking for the sweep, Rick Monday, and they have a pretty good shot at doing that considering of what we've seen the first two games.
That's exactly right, David Vasse, the king of post-game Dodger talk.
Oh, man, I don't know about that, Rick.
How were the phone calls last night?
It was more about the closer, which I've actually had my fill talking about.
Isn't that amazing? Because you get the thrilling walk-off home run by Max Muncy, who's now, if you look at Max, he has homered in each of the last five games that he has played in. There was one game he did not play in Atlanta, but the last five games he's hit home runs. And he didn't hit just a home run last night, and it wasn't just a walk-off. I mean, he absolutely crushed that ball. And here's the question. Do people now believe that Max Muncy is a guy that truly did come from nowhere, which he did? And you can credit Max for all the hard work and taking a gamble. And I think that's maybe an appropriate word. Taking a gamble to say, look, what he was doing up until the point right before the Dodgers acquired him wasn't really working. And the gamble that he took was to change everything, not just change it to change sake, but to change it to be more functional in what he was doing with the bat. So there's a big difference. He bought into it. He dedicated himself. And it's really nice to see somebody that worked hard and maybe came out of obscurity, if you will, that has now become a mainstay.
Let's face it, 2019 baseball is about slugging, and the Dodgers do it just as good as anybody.
The overall emphasis is to have one more run than the other team, and that's what the Dodgers wound up with last night. And who would have thought that a young man by the name of Will Smith, who we saw in spring training, we'd heard a lot about him. He had made one trip up to the big leagues. That went well, but because of the numbers game, that being there was an injury and the injured player was coming back, he was sent back down to AAA. But how about the fact that you start to look at what Will Smith has done, a 9-game hitting streak in that period of time, hitting a .367. He's hit 6 home runs, 12 RBIs, 12 runs scored in those 9 games.
And when you think of the Dodgers, you think about the legacy they've had as far as catchers in their history. And today is somewhat of a significant anniversary for one of their great catchers.
Well, this was the date. And for those that have been around for a considerable period of time, if you roll back the time and go to 1965 at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, because this is when Juan Marichal, who was hitting at the time for the Giants, thought that the throw from Johnny Roseboro, the Dodger catcher, were a little bit too close to his ear as Roseboro was throwing the ball back to Sandy Koufax on the mound. And there was a fight that ensued, and it was a fight. It was not going out and have a debate team on both sides. It was a knockdown, Johnny book. And Johnny Roseboro, he was bleeding all over the place. And Lou Johnson, who was a real good friend, well, they were all friends at the time, but Lou Johnson, a teammate, saw the blood coming down Roseboro's face, and he got lit up like a Christmas tree. And then Tito Fuentes on the San Francisco Giants, he got involved. That was a 14-minute brawl, and I mean a brawl.
Yeah, and it's funny how Marichal and Roseboro have been connected the rest of their careers since that brawl.
Here was the other thing that was really kind of amazing, too. Who would have thought on that date, 1965, that Juan Marichal, who went on to have a Hall of Fame career, who would have thought that Juan Marichal at some point in time would actually wear a Dodger uniform, which he did?
Yeah, that's incredible. And Johnny Roseboro, when they were going to make that trade, welcomed him with open arms.
Johnny was one of my favorite players in watching as a kid. He had the nickname Gabby and, number 8 behind the plate. And he was a good one. The other thing, too, is he ran pretty well as a catcher on top of it.
He held the record for the most games caught by any Dodger catcher until Mike Socia broke that record in the early 90s. But he's one of many great catchers in Dodger history.
Yeah, there have been a few of them, and most that we talk about have been rather immobile behind the plate, especially if there was a play on a runner. Yes, the rules have changed a little bit right now, which, by the way, we talked about that because the Dodgers asked for a replay last night on a play at home plate. That rule to protect the catchers, and I'm all in favor of protecting the players and keeping them on the field. I am 100% behind it. But the rule itself, when we talk to players, when we talk to some coaches, the rule itself as it is written is still a little bit fuzzy. And I think that's something they need to clarify even better.
For sure. And we'll get to that another time, Rick. I got to go.
Oh, for sure you're throwing on me. Get out of here, Vasquez.
Tim, we'll send it back to you. For sure.